Alright champions, welcome back to Champion's Mind. Your daily dose of 5 minutes of focus to level up your game, both on and off the field. Today we're diving into something that can feel like a tangled mess. Competition. I mean, who doesn't love that rush of adrenaline when you're neck and neck with someone? But let's be real, sometimes it feels more like a love-hate relationship, right? That sweet taste of victory paired with the sting of defeat, it can be a roller coaster. Now, competition isn't inherently bad. It pushes us to be better, to dig deeper, and to discover just how much we're capable of. Think about it, would Michael Jordan have become a legend without facing off against fierce rivals? Would Serena Williams be the powerhouse she is today without those legendary battles on the court? Competition is the fire that fuels our passions, the catalyst for growth. But here's the thing. If you let competition consume you, it can turn into this toxic monster that eats away at your joy and steals your peace of mind. Ever felt like you were constantly comparing yourself to others, feeling inadequate or envious? You know that feeling when everyone feels hollow because it's overshadowed by the fear of losing next time. So how do we cultivate a healthy relationship with competition, one that pushes us forward without tearing us down? Well, champions, here are 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this complex terrain. 1. Focus on your own journey. Competition often becomes about comparing ourselves to others, which is like comparing apples and oranges. Everyone's path is unique. Ditch the need to keep up with the Joneses and focus on your own progress. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, you're not in a race against anyone else but yourself. 2. Channel that energy into motivation. Competition can be a powerful motivator, but use it wisely. Instead of letting it fuel negativity, channel it into positive action. See those challenging opponents as opportunities to learn and grow, to test your limits and discover hidden strength. Think about athletes like Usain Bolt. He wasn't just competing against others, he was pushing himself to be the fastest version of himself. 3. Embrace the learning curve. Every loss, every setback, is a chance to learn and evolve. Don't let those moments define you. Analyze them, understand where you went wrong, and use that knowledge to come back stronger. Remember, even the greatest champions have faced their share of defeats. It's how they bounce back that truly matters. 4. Practice gratitude. Focus on the positive aspects of your journey, be grateful for the opportunities, and appreciate the people who support you along the way. A little gratitude can go a long way in shifting your perspective and keeping things in balance. 5. Remember, it's just a game. Sometimes we take competition too seriously, forgetting that at its core, it's meant to be fun. Don't let the pressure crush your spirit, enjoy the process, celebrate the small victories, and remember that it's not always about winning or losing. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in hours of preparation, you know stuff inside and out, but there's another presenter who has a stellar reputation and is known for their captivating delivery. You might feel a twinge of anxiety, a little bit of that love-hate feeling kicking in. But instead of letting it paralyze you, channel that energy into making your presentation even better. Use the knowledge of your competitors' strengths to refine your own approach. Maybe you focus on telling a more personal story or incorporating some interactive elements to engage your audience. You learn from this style without trying to imitate them. And guess what? By focusing on delivering your best performance, you might surprise yourself with how well you do. Remember, champions, competition is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define you. Use these 5 takeaways to navigate it wisely, to turn those challenges into fuel for growth, and to cultivate a healthy love-hate relationship with the game that ultimately pushes you to be your best self. So go out there, embrace the competition, and make your mark on the world. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of Champion's Mind inspiration. And hey, if you feel inspired by what you've heard, leave us a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, and remember, every day is a chance to become a champion.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.